Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best, the podcast. Guys, we haven't done a podcast in a while, us three in the studio, so it's nice to kind of get it out there, get it on the website. People can have this in their vehicles, at home, on the internet. You can check us out at allsportsbest.com, which is where you might have seen this, and we appreciate you for being here. Guys, how is everything going?
Everything's going really good. I'm excited for a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, baby. I'm actually doing pretty good today.
Good.
Ready to get some food later. Just ready to roll, baby.
All right. Awesome. Sounds good. Guys, the last time we did a podcast was when we were talking about the MLB All-Star Game and how we could improve kind of what they do to make fans attracted to the actual All-Star Game. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. It's been a while, sadly.
Yeah. Fireworks were part of it.
Yes, exactly. Guys, fantasy football is now all the rage, obviously, going into the first quarter, finishing off the first quarter of the NFL season. We've already had 4 weeks of fantasy football, and Dylan has had 4 weeks of dominance.
Yeah,
Dylan,
baby.
Talk about why your team has been doing so well.
Okay, it's really easy to explain. I'm the best game manager there ever was,
wow.
The best manager there ever will be. For one, you know, I just kind of took like a Bill Belichick, you know, stance on it. I let the computer draft for me, and then it was just kind of, you know, working with the pieces I got.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just get the best out of everybody that's on my team.
Wow.
Okay, so actually he's just saying he got lucky because he let the computer do it.
You
okay,
don't,
so,
yeah, what
so
the
there
heck
was no
is that
skill
about?
Involved.
Oh,
so
it's nothing but skill involved.
I mean, you beat your last week. You beat a guy by, what was it, 40 points?
Something like that.
It's ridiculous.
It's starting to get old to where I'm going to start taking out some of my good players and replace them with crappy players.
Unbelievable.
So that I keep the games closer.
Unbelievable.
You know, I like looking at my phone, like the computer, stuff like that, but I just don't get into it enough, or maybe I've been too busy or something. But
right.
I
too
need
good
to,
for it, basically, is
I
what you're saying.
I don't know. It just doesn't matter to me as much as it does to Dylan. Dylan, he walks around with his chest out and stuff. Like, if you'll drive by, like, where he's working, he'll be pounding on his chest and stuff.
But with a phone
down,
in his hand.
Yeah, looking down
at
all the guys that he's working with, like, yeah, I'm better than you. And
right.
It's like, dude, you're in fantasy football. It's not even real.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, I guess. But anyways, I left a running back in that wasn't even playing 1 week and only lost by a little bit. And then Ben Roethlisberger has been terrible.
Yeah.
And I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. Need I say any more?
I don't think you do. They've been pretty awful.
Yeah, they're horrible.
But I'm better than you this so far.
You are. You're doing a lot better than me. As a matter of fact, by a lot better, I mean 8 points better is the only reason that I am in dead last place, and you're in second to last place. I'm 1-3, 440 points on the year so far, and I go up against the number 12, who's also 1-3 but has 20 more points than me on the season. So I'm really hoping that we can do this and make it work. But this is the thing, guys. It's rough because we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I had to sit Aaron Rodgers for this upcoming week just to make sure that we're good to go on points, because Andy Dalton's been outperforming Aaron Rodgers as far as fantasy points go. He had an interception last game. He still did really well, but Andy Dalton had like 3 touchdowns throwing, and you can't really beat, you know, just points. You can't beat stats. Numbers don't lie. I'm going with Andy Dalton this week.
Well, I blame the Green Bay Packer organization for that. Because if you pay Aaron Rodgers as much as you're paying him, which is a lot of money, which he deserves and he's worth it, all that other good stuff, you can't pay anybody else. So they don't have any receivers. They don't have any good running backs. I mean, they're just going to be a mediocre team the rest of Aaron Rodgers' career. Good thing he won a Super Bowl already.
Right. No kidding.
Yeah. That,
there's no doubt.
He's not getting another one.
Dylan, who is your star stud player that keeps you at the top of the top?
Top of the top in my fantasy?
No, just on your favorite team.
Oh,
yes, on your fantasy.
Oh, okay. honestly, Melvin Gordon's been balling out for me lately.
Who?
Melvin Gordon.
Who is that?
He's the running back for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
I know who you're talking about. I haven't paid attention enough.
Yeah, no, he's
to how
animal.
Many points he's putting up.
Oh, yeah. He's turned last week. Let's see. Last week he had 31 points. That's more than half y'all's quarterbacks. The week before that, he had 16. He's just been a real steady. I can count on him for almost 20 a game.
That's
he had
crazy.
27 the second week. So, I mean, you got really good running backs. You got good receivers. And he had 27 in the first week. So his lowest point total was like 17 right now.
Which as a running back is real solid.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't get much better than that.
Well, and you can have a little bit of pity on me because my high point scorer last week was Steven Goskowski. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah, he's the kicker.
He's the kicker for the New England Patriots. He had 18 points, and I am so sad. Aaron Rodgers had about 16, 15, yeah.
So what do you do? Like me, if let's say I couldn't make it to pick my team for fantasy football,
okay,
and I had my brother or my wife or somebody else pick it for me. Well, you know what? I win the fantasy football league. I'm taking them out to eat somewhere nice and everything's going great.
Yeah.
What happens if you have the computer pick for you? You buy a new computer? I mean, you go hug it? I mean, what is Dylan going to do?
I caress my phone all the time. And my phone is what made
this is a family
all
show.
This happen. My phone, I take very good care of it.
How is it your phone that did it?
Because this is what I control everything with.
Yes, but
my phone's got a mind of its
own. So you don't have a computer? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't even own a computer.
Dang.
Ruben just barely learned how to download the app. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So what's the next subject?
Guys, next subject, since we're moving on in Las Vegas this weekend, actually underway, coming soon, Conor McGregor versus Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov.
Yeah. Dang. Well done, Dylan.
Thank you.
So we're looking at two guys that are both 30 years old. Obviously, Conor McGregor at the top of his fame, at the top of his popularity in the sport, and UFC signed him to, what was it, a four-fight deal?
Something like that.
And so Khabib is 5'10", Conor McGregor 5'9", but this is the crazy thing. Conor McGregor has a 4-inch reach advantage still. So, I mean, I don't know. You want to be an inch shorter or whatever, but the 4-inch reach does make a big difference when you're coming. I mean, it depends on what kind of style you're going for. That's the good thing about UFC. You can change things up. You can grapple. You can, you know, kick. You can do pretty much whatever you want. So a 4-inch reach can help you, but you can you can cancel it out in other ways.
A 4-inch reach isn't going to help you. Someone's biting your ear off like Mike Tyson.
Right. But let me ask you a question. Is this the guy that he threw the chair through the bus window against?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If I was that guy, I would just destroy Conor. I mean, I would have so much anger built up in me from all that time. Because didn't he get like a piece of glass on his face or was it one of his trainers or somebody else?
I don't know.
I think one of his eyes was broken, like a eye socket piece, I believe. I could be wrong. I can look it up. Go for it.
Yeah, it was something like that. He threw that chair through the bus window. Well, then he was talking crap about it. Connor was at their little meeting or whatever.
Yeah.
But kind of like you said, Connor's at the top of his fame right now. But I think Khabib is at the top of his game right now because he's been fighting, you know what I mean? All this, he's been training. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't really say the same for Conor. He's taken, what, three? How long has it been since he fought Mayweather?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's been a while.
It was like a gimmick fight anyways. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It wasn't really UFC and all that other stuff.
He hasn't been into
it. So it's a whole different ball game. And I think the other guy's favored. So I think, if I was betting, I would bet on Conor just because I think the guy's psycho. I mean, if you're going to throw a chair through a bus window, then you don't have all your marbles.
He was probably mad that Nate Diaz knocked him out or choked him out.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, I agree with you. He has nothing to lose type of deal, but I think that it's rough to kind of assume who's going to win here because, you got bad blood. You got that blood boiling. When you get into the ring, you're thinking, I got to win if you're Khabib. But that also kind of throws you off. That's Conor's game too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he wants you to be like overly pumped up, use up your energy, or he wants you to make that extra hard swing so he can kind of take advantage of it. These guys don't just do this for a living for no reason. You know what I mean? They didn't just kind of step into a ring and go, oh, hey, I'm pretty good at this. They've trained for a long time. I think Conor McGregor's in for quite a treat here, though. I think that Khabib is going to be the smarter fighter here. I think Conor McGregor's going to be hyped up, kind of like we're talking about Khabib should be. I think he's going to be the smarter fighter.
So you got your money on Khabib?
Well, have you seen their press conferences? He's very chill.
Yeah.
He's very laid back. He's like, okay, you know, whatever. He laughs about stuff like that. Connor's like up. He's got whiskey on the table and stuff like that.
He's yelling, throwing stuff.
Exactly. If we're talking about professional, we know Conor McGregor isn't a professional when it comes to that type of thing. He is a professional trash talker, though.
Yeah, for sure.
But like I said, where's your money at?
My money's on Khabib. I think I'm so strongly in favor of him that I'm going to put my money there. I don't I don't think either one's a bad bet at
this
point.
You want your $5 back?
Yeah, I do. $5. Yeah. All right.
We're on the air saying it. What about you, Dylan? You want some of this?
No, some of that.
Yeah. Hey, which one do you want?
I think I'm going to take Khabib.
Okay.
All
right.
I think I'm going to take Khabib.
That's another $5.
So
there you go.
Yeah, Conor, I don't know. Those wings that he's got tatted on his chest ain't going to help him fly away from a nice little Russian dude. So
interesting. A nice little Russian dude. That's okay. Cool. That's cool. Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. Ruben, I'll let you kind of take the lead on this one because I know that you were the one that brought it to our attention.
Well, I've been paying attention to it a little bit on ESPN and some of the other networks where they've been, like, you know, kind of promoting it a little bit. And on one of the shows, they had them both there. And they were both real chill, you know, just talking. And
yeah.
They had shades on. And one of them looks like a Fitzmagic.
Like a grown
kinda.
Man?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has the
full-on beard.
Yeah, he has the beard and kind of looks like a CrossFit dude, you know. And he's the Tyson Fury. And he's a, I don't know what nationality, if I was guessing, like Czechoslovakian or something, you know, because he kind of has an accent. And the other guy, Deontay Wilder, is a big, tall, not really thick. I mean, they're both heavyweights, but I don't even know what they weigh.
I got to interrupt you here. Tyson Fury is a British professional boxer.
Okay, British.
There you go.
Okay, and so these guys, what caught my attention the most, I guess, is Deontay is 6'7". And Tyson is 6'9".
Wow.
So that's I think they both have an 83-inch reach. So that's a pretty good, you know, pretty good reach.
I got to know this before we even get into the fight and what to expect if we're going to watch it, if we pay for it. It's pay-per-view?
I'm not sure. I think no, I don't think it is. I don't think people are paying for
boxing anymore.
Well, not when you haven't heard of either one of them. You know what I mean? Now, if it was Mike Tyson back in the ring or Buster Douglas, I'd fight Buster Douglas and I would whoop him. Anyways, they'd pay to see.
He loves
that.
Bringing in the
he does
Mike Tyson.
Anyway,
I think he lives for it.
I think Mike Tyson should have switched to UFC because he could bite people's ear off and that'd be legal.
Do you guys think that Tyson Fury's last name really was Fury, like, from the get-go, or do you think he kind of changed it? British guy.
He changed it.
I think he changed both names.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, James Bond is probably the coolest British name I could think of. And
that was taken, so he couldn't use that one?
Yeah, so he couldn't use it, so he came up with Nick Fury, paid boxer / beater of men.
Wow.
Yeah, so, it's definitely a made-up name. He just Googled cool names and then took one random one and then took one random one and put them together.
It's like those things when it says like what your rapper name would be. This is your birth month number and this is your birthday number.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you.
He might have saw Mike Tyson's fight and said, I got to have that name.
Oh, so he took the first name too.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have an original first name.
No.
Wow. The other guy's got his last name's Wilder. So I don't know what's more exciting, what's more intimidating, Wilder because he's crazy,
he has no
conscience or Fury, he's just super
nuts,
super upset. Yeah.
Okay, so if you could go to either fight, which one would you go to?
What are you talking about? Oh, one of the two. I would have to go Conor McGregor.
Oh yeah.
Number one, I mean, I would rather go watch a fight in Las Vegas than I'd rather watch a fight in Los Angeles, just because it's the like central of big time fights.
Yeah.
I'm taking Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury fight is in Los Angeles. I'd rather go to Vegas and watch. And plus, Conor McGregor is as big as it gets when it comes to an athlete's name.
Yeah, he's up there. I would if Mike Tyson came out to fight one of these guys, I would go watch the boxing fight.
Oh my god! Can you give us the real life scenario, please?
I really would.
Well, which one are you gonna watch?
The real life scenario.
Yeah, you get
with these
free tickets.
Guys?
You get free tickets to both. You have to give one away. You have to keep one.
Okay. If it's Mike Tyson coming out.
Oh my gosh, Ruben!
I'm going to the UFC fight.
I'm
of course,
of
I'm go, going
I,
to watch
I definitely
McGregor.
Have to go to Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
There you go. And guys, I wanted to. We talked about this when we were watching the last UFC card that we were watching, which was. I'm sorry, it wasn't even a UFC. It was a boxing match that we watched that we paid for. Right, Triple G versus Canelo.
Yeah,
and you noticed that like the first few fights that are coming out, the preliminary fights, there's not a lot of people in the stands. There's not a lot of people in the seats. And for me, I don't care if I get those tickets for free if they're worth thousands of dollars, which a lot of the people that came in late paid for. I'm watching All probably at least the end of fight one and the rest.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Maybe I'm late. Watching the guy that cleans up, like the sweeps the mat,
right.
The floor. I'm probably watching him sweep it before they even get the
Dang.
Fighters out
yep.
there.
You got to. I mean, yeah. I don't get it. I just, you're wasting money, but I think it's almost a status thing. You know, obviously Will Smith has nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. LeBron I mean? James is not going to show up and watch four fights.
No.
What for?
It's almost like you're giving that person an endorsement. Cause when you take a picture of, you know, Joe Schmo in the first fight of the night and LeBron's in the back, it's like, oh, LeBron was at my fight. Check this picture out. You know, it actually helps your popularity. He's not given that free pass. He's saying, no, Triple G or Canelo, whichever side he was on, he's rooting for that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes even those first couple of fights or whatever, even like in the UFC leading up the preliminary fights, some of those are better than the main event
really
fight because they go all out.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't held nothing back.
Yeah,
I agree. They're trying to like prove themselves, trying to make a name.
They're trying to show their grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Next on the list is Spencer Dinwiddie. Says he's unguardable. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. He is not a name I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. Let me get one thing off my chest, all right?
All right, I'll let you.
If you play for the Brooklyn Nets, at no point are you unguardable. Nobody that plays for the Brooklyn Nets is unguardable.
Who was the best Brooklyn Net you ever knew? Or New Jersey Net?
Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd, best ever?
I can't think of anyone else.
Ruben,
Darren
what
Williams?
About you?
Well, the Nets haven't been, I mean, they were something else before they were New Jersey, weren't they?
I can't even remember. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I think they were the New Jersey Sucks.
Wow.
Gosh. Yeah, I think that's who it was.
Well, yeah, that's probably, I mean, I can't think of very
many. Okay, here we go.
Brooke
some
Lopez?
Of the, some of the top 10 best Brooklyn/New Jersey Nets players ever. I think Dylan's going to want to take a few of these back. Brooke Lopez.
No.
Yeah,
I'm taking Jason
that
Kidd.
One. I'm just kidding. Vince Carter's in the mix of that. Julius Erving, Jason Kidd, Buck Williams, Richard Jefferson. I would definitely not put him in that mix. But, I mean, out of those guys, I'm going to leave it at that. It says Kenyon Martin's on the list as well. But we talk about Julius Erving. I think that he's kind of got
top of the top
right there.
Yeah, but that's not his real first name. His real first name is Doctor.
That is true. That is
true. Yeah, you ain't lying.
So who would you consider to be unguardable? If you're talking about unguardable players in the league, obviously it's only offensively. Who cares about defense at this point? Who's the most unguardable player right now?
I would probably say, I mean, just off the top of my head, not even thinking about it because you just gave us 2 seconds.
Yeah, of course.
I would just say Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is pretty unguardable because he can go to the rack, he can shoot a mid-range, he can shoot the three, he can pretty much do anything he wants.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. But realistically, the best answer is going to be
I know you're
LeBron
gonna go
James.
Against, oh, really?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to because it's kind of washed out. But
have you ever heard of Kawhi Leonard
when
he's on defense against him?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, who wins that series?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
who's guardable.
Is he guardable?
I don't know.
He definitely is.
He's
you don't
not
know.
Guardable.
You don't really know basketball. That's why.
Oh no, I know basketball.
I've got
I know
two guys
nobody
in my
can
head.
Guard LeBron James.
I've got two guys in my head that if they're
see,
on.
See, you told us one guy. Now you're saying you got two guys. See,
okay, I'll just give you the one guy that I'm going to choose out of the two. Now that you guys have pushed
you're
me,
you're probably
going to
tell us both of them though.
I will. I agree with that. Yes, that's very true. Right now, under the current rules of you can walk as much as you want, you can take 16 steps after you pick up the ball, I'm taking James Harden. He's very, very hard to guard.
Yeah.
He's very hard to guard. So those three guys, I agree. They're all in the top three or top four. My other guy that I'm going to – yep, I'm still going to say it. Still Kevin Durant. Sorry,
oh,
Dylan.
Yeah. Oh,
I know you love him.
He's
but
up there, but I'm not going to say it.
No, I mean, he's the
not
best.
Not allowed, huh?
Nope.
I don't care about necessarily being unguardable. He's the best shooter in the league.
Yeah,
he's the best shooter overall.
I'll agree with that. Yeah, he is.
And he has been for how long? 5 years?
Well, you know what?
Solid.
Now that I think about it, I don't know. I think
Steph's
it'd be him, Steph, or James Harden, I think. Because, I mean, James Harden takes a lot of really contested jumpers and knocks them down.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant has the benefit of being 7 foot to where no one's really
no
contesting
doubt.
His
See,
shot.
See, and that's why
you
I'm saying that, too. I mean, like, it's
yeah.
close.
And it's nothing against him.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
I give more credit to somebody making contested jumpers rather than someone that's making potentially wide open jumpers. Because in the NBA, and you're a shooter, you're supposed to make wide open jumpers.
Sure.
And if no one can get a hand within 3 feet of your face, I mean, they're pretty wide open jumpers.
Ruben, back at it again with the phone ringing.
Back at it again.
But, yeah, regardless, I agree with you, though. I mean, Steph's an awesome, awesome talent. If he was the same height as Kevin Durant, would he be better than LeBron? You know, that it would be a conversation.
It still wouldn't be a conversation.
I think so, because he'd be a better he's already a better shooter than LeBron.
Yeah, but you can't do the woulda, coulda, shoulda.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Can I put him in this
LeBron.
I'm putting him in this bodysuit.
Yeah, put him in the bodysuit. Okay. He still doesn't have better vision than LeBron. He's not a better passer than LeBron. Yeah. He can't play defense, because even being 6'4",
but he's in this bodysuit.
It don't matter. Even being 6'4", you still got to be able to move your feet and know, you know, who's around you and who's not. And he don't move his feet, because even being a little guy, you can still move your feet and play defense.
Yeah, I mean, I
and he doesn't play very good defense.
No,
well, that's and it's hard for him to play defense the way he like that you want him to play defense, because of his ankles being so terrible.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, but so, he's not getting better ankles being 6'8". There's more weight on those ankles.
He's got the LeBron body, the LeBron build.
His ankles, he's got cankles.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron is literally unbreakable. Like, how many times has LeBron missed a week for being hurt? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to give him so much credit for being healthy at all times.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, how easy is that to do? It's hard.
And that's what was stupid is I actually got into an argument with my buddies about it, is that he said that all of LeBron James' stats are longevity stats, because he doesn't get injured and he plays in a lot of games. And I'm like,
that's not a fair argument.
Yeah, is that a negativity against him? I mean, that makes
like,
no sense.
Dude, that's what you want out of somebody. Is it LeBron's fault that he plays through injuries, that he doesn't get hurt, that he plays in all the games that he can?
Yeah, let's be good like Kawhi, but let's sit out a whole season because our brother-in-law doesn't want us to play.
Exactly.
He's over there standing on bubbles, on plastic bubbles, taking passing drills. He's over there using bands on his knees while he's shooting shots. I mean, the guy does every single thing he possibly can, and the only time that I've ever seen him really like down and out because of like him being tired was the series when he played against San Antonio.
Yeah.
The air conditioners were off. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he got cramps.
Yeah, and he was dead. But I mean, you're not used to that environment. Nobody, besides us.
I mean, we're used to playing at the rec, and
we're
like,
outside.
Yeah, 115 degrees. Like, we're used to it, but not them being air conditioned their whole life.
We can gladly say that we would outperform them.
Oh yeah, we probably would have won that series.
Yeah.
We could have got our ASB team together and won that series.
No kidding. Seriously, though.
Jose would be fighting for the point guard.
Well, guys, good podcast altogether. First time we've done it in a few months, so proud of it. I'm proud of it, guys.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Any last words before we go?
Nothing but good things to say about the Dodgers winning the whole thing this year.
Yeah.
Got to say that.
Yeah.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah, they're not going to win.
They're not
going to
win.
No. No, they're not going to win.
Okay, who's going to win, Dylan?
Yeah, give us your prediction.
I mean,
who's going to win?
We've got time.
Okay. If I'm going to say who's going to win, it's probably going to be Boston.
Okay.
I think Boston's going to win.
Boston what?
The Boston Red Sox.
Did you hear that hesitation?
The Boston Pandas.
The Boston Red Sox.
The Redskins.
I'm going to go, and I know Ruben's been going straight Astros, so I'll let him keep his Astros. But no, you're going Dodgers. I'm going to take Astros. Sorry, I'm taking them.
Do it. Do it. Okay, we'll see what happens.
$5? Everybody, $5 in the pot?
I bet you $5 the Dodgers don't win it.
Yeah, well, that's an easy bet there.
We'll wait till it gets to the World Series.
Ruben's going
to
be dishing out fives all over the place if that's the case.
God, he's going to be broke. He's going to be like, man, I really wish I could go to Subway right now and get that $5 footlong, but I just can't because I'm all broke.
$5 says that Clayton Kershaw will choke at least one of the games if they make it past the first series.
You're going to hear a new name, Walker Buehler.
No, I haven't heard. I've heard
Buehler
that name. It's not new.
Stud, and the world's going to know about him after this postseason.
Well, hopefully it's a good know about.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knew about Clayton Kershaw, the playoffs Clayton Kershaw. They also know about the regular season guy. He's amazing.
Yeah, and everyone.
But he's no Jacob DeGrom, guys. We're sponsored by Constructors Inc., Albertsons Market, Fashion Eyeworks, Kaleidoscopes Ice Cream and More, and Bowen Insurance. We wish you the very best until our next podcast together. We'll see you later. Hey, guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.